Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
Can
yes.
you hear me? Hi,
I can hear you.
am I speaking to Martin?
No, you're not. Martin is the author of the book. I'm facilitating most of the things for him because he has a very hard time of hearing.
Oh, I believe you're Reggie
He
then.
probably. Right, there you go.
How are you doing today?
Good. If you hold on one second, just my carbon monoxide alarm batteries are dead and it's giving me a message. Let me just go take one battery out so I can shut that thing up.
All right, not a problem. Do you want me to call you back later? Hello?
All right, I'm back. I just want to take one battery out of the device so it would
Perfect.
stop telling me the batteries are dead. We're okay.
All right. So, Reggie, you just left a comment on our portal, and I was just overlooking Brian's project, and I wanted to make sure that everything is good to go, and if there are any revisions in particular, you can let me know, and I will get it resolved right away by the team.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure, is everything going fine in your project? Is there anything that I should be knowing in particular?
Like what? Well, we have all kind of problems. Like what you talking about?
Again, it is related to the draft, and I was just overlooking the project with Brian, and I came across your message that we received yesterday. So I
Okay.
wanted to have a word with you regarding that. Yes.
What does the message say?
It says, I wish your command, this is the complete and final edited file. We're true, but this new draft file contains 2,300 new corrections. Again, are you talking about the formatting issues? Are there any formatting issues, or are there any issues with the draft particularly?
We never got to the formatting yet, okay?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, okay, we sent the files in for transcript. They did
I am so sorry for interrupting. Reggie, your voice is
Yes.
breaking apart.
Okay.
Could you please repeat yourself?
All right, how's it now?
Yes, it's better. Thank you.
Better? Okay.
Yes.
The first draft done with the corrections. I think they had like 300 somewhat correct. So that was done. We sent back. Got the supposedly, in quotation marks, the final draft. They had 2,300 correct.
Got it.
Okay. Did anybody read that, or you're just going by what somebody else says?
I'm sorry?
Did anybody actually look at the document?
The writers take care of the document and make sure that the content is up to mark. However, whatever revisions we receive, our basically our work is to assign the projects and to make sure that everything is good to go and make sure that the deliveries are done timely. Now, the drafts are entirely taken care by the team because they know the best and they know how the story is forming. However, we know an overview about the project. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Could you speak a little slower, please?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I will repeat slowly. As I was
Just
saying.
remember, let me just say this. You got to remember the author of this book is in his mid-80s, and the other two of us are in our late 70s. Okay?
Okay.
So we're not a bunch of young men. You just got to talk a little slower so we understand what you're saying.
I
Appreciate it.
apologize. I will speak slowly.
Sorry.
So as I was saying, that our work is to get the projects assigned and delivered to the clients timely, whereas we have a whole writing team which sits on your draft, evaluates the manuscripts, and makes sure that the content is up to mark and it has the ability to attract readers all over the world.
No. All right, I know that, but let's talk about specifics rather than just a, you know, comments like that. All right? The last draft that was sent to me had 2,300 things to be corrected in 48 pages. Does that make any sense to you?
2,300 corrections in 43 pages, right?
2,300. Sent that message to Morton. To Brian. I guess that's what you're going to do right now. So I'm trying to find out, you know, what's going on.
Now, let me look into this with the team, Reggie. Let me see why are they saying 2,300 new corrections in 43 pages, which doesn't really make sense to me either. And I completely understand what you're trying to say. However, if you could just allow me 24 hours maximum, I will look into it with the team and get back to you by tomorrow. Will that be all right?
Sure. Oh, yes, definitely. Look, we got a lot of time. We're all retired.
Yeah.
No rush.
We're trying to
understand the. This is like a 350-page book that we're working on. And
yeah.
So far, we've only 48 pages that we had to correct.
Mm-hmm.
The first time it came, there was 350 revisions, which I can understand with all the commas and the V and the verbs, plural, and all that kind of stuff that has to be changed.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of that. And then it came back to us and still had some other auditor, Isabel, somebody, an editor.
Yeah.
Looks like went through it again and made a bunch of other corrections. And then took some type of columns and joined them together, one column, and the whole thing was red, R-E-D, and I think that's what amounted to the thousands of corrections, which meant I would have to go into each one of those words and accept it, which was 2,300 words, which I thought was ridiculous. So that's what I need you to check into. Why are they doing that? What went on with that?
Okay. Not a problem at all. I will look into it personally. However, yes. So, okay, is there any other revision that you want me to take care of, Reggie, other than this?
I can't remember what I wrote in the message. I mean, you know.
All right. Not a problem at all. I will take care of it personally, and I will overlook your project. Don't worry about it. I will make sure that everything is up to mark and everything is catered correctly. All right?
Okay. Now, that was, you said if there was any other correction. I can't remember what I put in that. But I do remember saying about the 2,300. There may be some other things I mentioned. I can't remember right now what else I mentioned. This is just the manuscript. This is not the cover, because the cover is on a separate, I think somebody else is working on the cover of the book. There was a bunch of corrections I sent to Brian, and he was supposed to redo it and send me a new cover.
Okay, I will look into that as well if you haven't received the cover yet. All right.
Yeah, we received one cover. That was the suggestions of what it should be, and then we made some changes to that. That's the one I'm on. So.
I'm sorry, Reggie, your voice is breaking apart again.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I just took you off a speakerphone.
Okay, so...
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me better?
Yes, it's much better. Thank you so much. As I was saying, that I will look into your cover as well, and I will make sure that everything is up to mark and everything is good to go. However, I wanted to confirm one more thing, Reggie. I got notified by the building team regarding the remaining dues. So do I get in touch with you regarding this, or should I get in touch with Martin regarding this?
The remaining what?
The remaining dues.
Remaining views? What are you saying?
Remaining a balance.
Balance?
Yes, there is a remaining balance that is pending. I was notified by the billing team regarding your package.
Right. It was $4,000 and you got $2,000. All right.
Yeah. So there's
right.
$2,000.
And the other two. Well, yeah, but we got to get some books or something going on. I'm not going to give you another $2,000 with no product.
I completely do understand, but I believe that it was agreed on a monthly installment plan, right?
I have no idea.
All right. Should I get in touch with Martin?
You're not going to be able to understand him. Like I told you, he's hard to hear him, but you can tell. You can call him if you want. The deal was $2,000 now, and after all this is finished, then you get the other $2,000. I mean, that's the way most businesses work. Why would I pay you $4,000 to pay the whole project now when it's not even close to finish? We've only reviewed 48 pages out of 350.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. Let me get in touch with the team and the finance team as well and look into it personally.
Mm-hmm.
However, as for the revisions are concerned and the book cover is concerned, I will have a look myself and make sure that everything is resolved and catered correctly. And once that is done, I will keep you posted on behalf of Brian and make sure that everything is good to go. All right?
It just sounds so automated. I mean, you know, good to go and all this kind of stuff. I just need some facts. You telling me now we got to pay this money up front before everything else is done?
I was just notified by the billing team, Reggie. I wasn't really aware about the fact that you had this word, so I really apologize on behalf of everything. However, I was just notified by the billing team. That's why I just thought of confirming. But other than that,
Why don't you tell the billing team to call me personally so I can talk to them and find out what's going on?
Again, I sincerely apologize.
First of all, we spoke to somebody named Heather. Then she gave us to somebody, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started talking to Brian. Okay, now you're on the phone. All right?
Yeah.
Heather said this was a $4,000 gold tier book, $2,000 up front. And if somebody's putting up a fence in my yard and I made them a down payment and they didn't even start putting the fence up yet, you think I'm going to make them the last payment?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
Couldn't get that. Okay. All right. Well, find out whatever information you can find out.
All right. I will look into it, and don't worry, I will keep you posted. Other than that, is there anything else I could do for you?
No, not right. It sounds like this is a big mess. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.